Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you but as mercy to the worlds. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Well, we have been talking about how merciful Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, has been towards children. We said in the previous episode that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, would be the first to greet children whenever he would pass by them, and he would elongate his prostration or finish his prayers quickly depending on the circumstances. He would take on his shoulders his grandsons Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and would play with them. He would share the feelings of children and would talk to them. And today we'll talk some more about his merciful behavior, his compassionate behavior towards the children.
النبي صلوا عليه صلوات الله عليه كلكم قولوا سوا صلوات الله عليه
النبي صلوا عليه
Commenting on familiarizing the child with the difficulties of life, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family reminded us of four points. These are, number one, what the child has been able to do should be accepted. Number two, the child should not be asked to perform difficult tasks beyond his abilities, which sometimes, unfortunately, parents do expect while comparing their child with some other children. But every child has his own capabilities, which should be respected. Number three, the child should not be persuaded to commit sins or be rebellious. Sometimes our children have that rebellious kind of behavior because of the strange comparisons the parents make, or many other things the parents do. So parents got to be looking at their own behaviors while dealing with the children. Number four, the child should not be told lies, and silly things should not be done in front of him. So sometimes we promise a child something and then we forget, which Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family has completely recommended us to avoid. If you ever promise a kid about anything, do fulfill that promise. We'll be talking more about the topic after a short break. Keep listening to Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah alayka.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Beauty, intelligence, gender, and other factors sometimes become the reasons where unknowingly parents favor one child over the other. While as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your children have the right of receiving equal treatment as you have the right that they should honor you. At other place he said, do justice among your kids, and repeated the same statement thrice. There are countless children around the world who are denied of basic rights like water, food, and shelter not to mention the emotional and psychological scars they face. So let's make this world a better place for all children around the world by acting like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Well, apart from kids, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, was concerned about orphans. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family did not just love who were around him, nor did he only love those who were related to him. Rather, he considered the entire society. In society, he had a special concern for orphans and would command his followers to take special care of orphans as they did not have parents to look after them. While reflecting on the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, he says, "The best house among the Muslims is the one where an orphan is well treated, and the worst house among the Muslims is one where an orphan is badly treated." How sad and how rude. Well, these hadiths have got a lot to say to us. How to be treating the orphans, how merciful we should be towards the children, towards the orphans, and towards those who do not have any guardian. We have something more in the store to be talking on the topic, but we will be sharing that after a short break. Stay tuned.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Welcome back. You're listening to Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. We're talking about the kind behavior, the merciful behavior Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam had with the orphans. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, said, "Whoever brings up two girls till they become of age will be in the next world along with me, like my two fingers joining each other." Wow. I mean, that's really amazing to be on the side of Prophet, and that too in that world. It's really a great dignity one can ever have. And Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family is telling us the way to reach that dignity. He also said, "If anyone expresses his concern for an orphan by moving his fingers on his hair only for the sake of Allah, he will have blessings for every hair over which his hand passes." That's amazing. "And if anyone treats well ail orphan girl or boy under his care, he and I shall be like these two in paradise, putting his two fingers together." Again, showing us the value of actually taking care of the orphans. That's how beautiful it could be. Inshallah, we'll be talking more about that in the upcoming episode. Until then, I bid you farewell. Take good care of yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like